Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
On this episode of ID the Future, we're highlighting a short clip of senior fellow Dr. Guillermo Gonzalez at the 2006 Intelligent Design Under Fire Conference, where he discusses the hypothesis he and co-author Jay Richards laid out in their book, The Privileged Planet, which is that the conditions for life in the universe correlate and/or overlap with the conditions you need to make scientific discoveries.
Well, basically, I set out a new hypothesis in the book Privileged Planet with my co-author, Jay Richards, who's a philosopher and a theologian, and it's based on just a discovery, something that I just stumbled upon one day after I came back from watching an eclipse in India, and that's that the conditions you need for life in the universe overlap or correlate with the conditions that you need for scientific discovery. And so, in other words, if you make a list of all the factors you need for life on a planet, on a ledger on one side, and on the other side, you make a list of the conditions that are favorable to a wide range of scientific discoveries, you find that there's substantial overlap between the two. So if you have one, you have the other. And that's a surprise, that these two things should correlate. In other words, the most habitable planets in the universe also afford its inhabitants the best opportunities for scientific discovery of the universe. And this is true all the way from observing solar eclipses all the way to cosmology. And, for example, in cosmology, it appears that this is the best time in the history of the universe to be a cosmologist. And that's not me saying that. That was actually in a refereed paper published in Physics Letters B in October 2004, 6 months after my book was published. So independently confirming one of my chapters in the book that it's actually the best time in the history of the universe because we can measure, for example, the cosmic microwave background radiation. Some of you may have seen the latest results from WMAP that came back from this NASA satellite that's measuring the relic radiation from the early era of the universe, which is the most important confirmation of the Big Bang theory that Behe brought up earlier. But it turns out this is the best time to actually measure that radiation, and it's actually the most important thing that cosmologists measure today is the microwave background radiation. So there are a number of research projects that are resulting from my thesis, and there's lots of potential thesis projects in this book for aspiring graduate students, again, in cosmology, to quantify just how close are we to the best time in the history of the universe to be a cosmologist, to studying things having to do with habitability. There's a lot of astrobiology that I cover in the book. In fact, my specialty nowadays is astrobiology, so I study extrasolar planets, and I developed a concept called the galactic habitable zone, which is a calculation of the most favorable locations in the galaxy to have life. And, for example, for those of you who may have been keeping up with extrasolar planets research, there's something most people haven't really been talking about in that area. So far, about 170 planets have been found around other stars. That's a remarkable new development in astronomy. It's one of the most exciting new research areas, a study of planets around other stars. It's amazing we can measure that and detect them. But what's being found is that these other planets are very different from those in our solar system. They have very different orbits. They're highly eccentric. And other astronomers who are involved in doing these searches, such as Marcy and Butler at Berkeley, have said that the solar system looks weird, and now that's pretty clear from the evidence. So I said that about 5 years ago, actually, and it's nice that they're finally agreeing with me. So this is the kind of research I do, and there's lots of potential for testing a number of the evidences that I put forth in the book. And so I look forward to other research astronomers and astrobiologists to take my ideas with them and do research projects. And so certainly it opens new doors to ask questions like, why is it the best time in the history of the universe to be in a cosmologist? That's the kind of question that wouldn't come naturally to somebody who doesn't subscribe to ID, in my opinion.
The full video of this conference, Intelligent Design Under Fire, Experts Cross-Examine the Top Proponents of ID Theory, is available from the Access Research Network at arn.org. For more information about the Privileged Planet book and DVD, please visit www.privilegedplanet.com. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.